In the pharmaceutical business, there are companies called PBMs, or prescription benefit managers. They are essentially the middlemen who decide which drugs your health insurance company will pay for and how much patients will have to pay for them. Express Scripts and CVS, after bought Caremark, are two of the largest PBMs in the country. They are now merging with two of the biggest health insurance companies in the country. Brian Tranquillet is a healthcare analyst for the investment bank Jefferies.
You know, I think that most of these deals are being driven by a desire or an interest among these companies to influence how healthcare delivery evolves over the next few years.
Tranquillet says there is widespread recognition in the industry that healthcare is just plain inefficient. The mergers of these PBMs, the middlemen in the pharma chain, is aimed at simplifying that.
But to really help the patient, whether it's health coaching or chronic care management, having that visibility into the pharmacy side, which helps reduce the overall cost.
It's not certain that these deals will clear antitrust concerns from regulators. In a filing last week, the Securities and Exchange Commission asked Cigna why they're rushing the purchase of Express Scripts when the CVS-Aetna deal has yet to be approved. Cigna said, given the current marketplace, it wanted to move proactively. Jeff Malone is president of Rx Preferred, a smaller PBM that competes with Express Scripts and CVS. He finds the timing odd.
It just doesn't make sense to happen now, and the only conclusion the industry comes to is, and this is preemptive in case the CVS deal clears antitrust, they're that much further along.
Not everyone is thrilled with the joining of PBMs and insurance companies. PBMs have garnered criticism for their black box profit models. PBMs make money on both sides of the transaction, from the health insurance companies and from the drug manufacturers. Some worry that if health insurance companies are suddenly making money from drug companies, that it will influence which medicine patients have access to.